We've seen a lot of attention about JavaScript remoting while in developer preview, and if you need an introduction, and I'll be going into more specific use cases in blog posts to come, but I thought it might be interesting to check out the same problem being solved in two completely different ways, the first being the standard Visual Force Action Function component, and the second using JavaScript remoting. We'll need two pages and one controller. The use case is a bit random. I was actually tinkering with some jQuery for a question posted on the boards, so I wanted something that would create a usable jQuery slider within a table created dynamically. So here I'm creating a list of opportunities based on an account, and attaching a slider which can update the opportunity amount. One button then updates all the current amounts in the system. The controller code looks like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Unfortunately, our syntax highlighter kept devouring our code, so I'll have a link at the end for a package to easily download the controller and pages. The controller contains all the code our dueling pages will need, but even here you can see the specific changes, sending IDs, not objects for instance. The Visual Force page which uses action function looks as you might expect. After getting all our jQuery resources in order, we set up our action function, and have a select to choose an account. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then we have some JavaScript to set up the sliders, which we can call on an onComplete to reset them after a re-render event. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then a repeater to show the actual table, and a command button to update the results from the controller. Greater than table apex repeat value equals, exclamation mark opportunities, bar equals op greater than trtd. Op.name slash tdtd. Op.amount slash tdtd div equals op. Op.id slash div apex input text value equals, exclamation mark op.amount. Greater than slash td slash tr slash apex repeat slash table apex command button re-render equals campaign table action equals, exclamation mark update opportunities, value equals update onComplete equals reset sliders, greater than. The remoting version looks a lot different. Now the idea here was to create a remoting solution which didn't rely on a form tag to ferry data. So here we have a rather large slice of JavaScript to set up our sliders, and since we aren't relying on Visual Force to embed IDs for us, we string wrangle a table together which can then be used to send a request back to the server. Greater than script.js equals jQuery.noConflict, var sliders, var ops, function show result result, event. If event.type equals equals exception. Alert event.message, else, ops equals result, sliders equals new array, var innerHale equals table semicolon for I equals 0, I less than result.length, I plus plus, innerHale plus equals trtd plus result I. Name plus slash td innerHale plus equals td it equals subted plus result I. It plus plus result I. Amount plus slash td innerHale plus equals td div equals of plus result I. It plus style equals width colon 100 px slash div input it equals of input plus result I. It plus type equals text value equals plus result I. Amount plus slash td innerHale plus equals slash tr innerHale plus equals less than slash table document dot get element by id table rows. InnerHale equals innerHale, for var I equals 0, I less than result dot length, I plus plus, J dollar hashtag op plus result I. Id. Slider value result I. Amount, min 0, max, 1 million, step, 1000, slide, function event, UI set slider values, function set slider values, for I equals 0, I less than ops dot length, I plus plus. Document dot get element by id op input apostrophe plus ops I. Id. Value equals j dollar hashtag op plus ops I. Id. Slider value, function update ops, for I equals 0, I less than ops dot length, I plus plus. Opportunity slider controller dot update opportunity ops I. Id document dot get element by id op input apostrophe plus ops I. Id. Value, function, document dot get element by id opted apostrophe plus ops I. Id. InnerHale equals document dot get element by id op input apostrophe plus ops I. Id. Value, slash script. The visual force itself is really just a repeater for the account list, which could have been done with remoting as well, and then some empty divs to throw everything into. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now the end behavior is nearly identical. However, the remoting page loads and reacts much faster. And yet, the remoting page also took more code to generate the table and handle the data in general. This isn't necessarily a case where I'm going to point to one or the other and proclaim either solution as the best example. Quite the opposite, while this is an exercise just to highlight the specific difference between the two styles, what I'm seeing more from people utilizing remoting is a hybridization of the two. Where and how to use one tool over the other is a question left to the developer. You'll need to ask yourself, what's the use case? Do I have mobile users? Am I loading a lot of data that I need to see quickly? Or is it simpler to just render a data table and perhaps inject a few key remote callbacks? For a lot of applications, relying heavily on JavaScript may not be ideal, and the components you're familiar with will continue to do the great work they've been doing. In some instances, the lack of a view state, the ability to handle the responses as JSON, and integrating right into your custom JavaScript may be exactly what you need. You can grab the package of the code above as a starting point to start mashing your ideas together. You do have see the speed difference to feel some of the charm of remoting. It's not that visual force was painfully slow, but there is a definite pause which remoting doesn't share. If you've got your own examples of using remoting with visual force, or still want to get into the developer preview, though all signs point to remoting being GA with Summer 11, so the wait shouldn't be much longer, send me a tweet.